USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One person is dead in a massive gas explosion in downtown Durham, North Carolina. A firefighter is also in critical condition, and at least 15 other people are injured. Durham resident Devontae Smith tells WRAL-TV.
It was just weird. I just didn't feel right for a second, and I got off the bus, and there were police officers stopping us from going downtown, and I looked up, and I smelled the smoke, and I was just like, wow, it's crazy.
Attorney General Bill Barr believes the FBI spied on President Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Barr says he will be investigating how the Russia investigation began. Republican Senator John Thune of South Dakota believes
these questions that are being raised, I think, are valid ones. If governmental power was used to abuse the rights of American citizens, that's something that we need to know. Now, my experience is that the Attorney General is a very straight shooter.
The senator was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The government says inflation's up, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Rising 0.4% in March, an increase that was right on analysts' forecasts. But year over year, the consumer price index was up more than anticipated at 1.9%. The so-called core CPI, which leaves out food and energy prices, rose 0.1% from February to March, but 2% from a year ago. Those figures are below what experts had predicted. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
CEOs from the seven largest banks in the United States are testifying before Congress on the global banking system. Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan addresses his company's minimum wage.
So we also have to be a great place to work. And what does that mean? In February 2017, we raised our starting wage to $15 an hour. It has gone up since. It'll rise to $20 an hour over the next 2 years.
J.P. Morgan Chase's CEO says his company is also investing in its employees. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley said during an appearance on Fox and Friends that he wants Yale University's funding be taken away if the school doesn't treat religious students fairly.
We've heard these kind of complaints before. They don't like the radical left doesn't like the position that religious organizations take on abortion or on traditional marriage or a range of other issues. All of it's really about is Yale has been looking for an opportunity to discriminate against religious organizations that provide, in many instances, free legal services to people in need and to discriminate against students of faith. They're not permitted to do that under federal law. So if they want federal funding, they need to stop discriminating.
Yale did put out a statement that says if an employer refuses to hire students that are Christian, gay, black, or veterans, they will not fund that position. To which Hawley says,
it sounds like Yale now has been exposed for what they're doing, and now they're trying to backtrack. But there's still a lot of, oh, trust us, you know, we'll get it right. So we're not going to trust anything. I want to see the details of their policy. I want to see that they are treating religious students and religious organizations in the same way they treat every other legal organization and every other student. And if Yale doesn't do that, if they don't treat religious students fairly, they should have their federal funding stripped.
Kim Kardashian now wants to be a lawyer. The reality star tells Vogue that she's planning on taking the bar exam in 2020. Reports are that she's started an apprenticeship at a San Francisco-based law firm. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.